Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
What if it's all in our hands and we just walk away? No names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think good old fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep?
That first part of that, Richie.
The beginning of the song.
Was it? Sorry. This is Sean Colvin.
Colvin.
Why do you have to... How many people do you think know that it's Colvin versus Colvin?
I did, actually.
Really? Well,
Ken, did anybody you
Anybody has ever heard of Sean Colvin?
Yeah, we all knew, Doug. All
right, so Richie's happy to make me look like a dumbass. That's fine.
No, you did that yourself.
I
did it myself.
What do you mean me for? I just pointed out.
Thank you, Jennifer. With love.
I love you.
Dougie. Anyway,
why are you
is...
putting your middle finger up at me?
When you know, this is Sean, whatever her last name is, from the movie Serendipity. Do we have
we'll
some
just call her Sean
audio
Steve.
From that, Richie?
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign. If fate didn't want us to be together, then why did we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Is that your favorite actor, Richie?
It's my favorite actor.
Yeah,
I love him.
Yep.
Even in sappy chick movies like this, he's still great. Look, Cusack is always Cusack. This is Cusack.
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
He's the same guy in Say Anything.
Plays himself.
He plays himself, and it's great. It's always great.
That's what, now, you look at some of these people that are big actors. They're not acting anymore. They're just being them. Harrison Ford's a pretty good example of that. Jack Nicholson's a good example of that.
Right.
Yep. Some of those guys have been around for a long time, and they do it well. Number one movie this week in the year 2001 was Serendipity, and so we applaud the actors and its success and bring you up to date on that as we bring us. Wait a minute. Let's try this again. Talk two on that. Bring you up to date using our knowledge when it comes to movies and videos and DVDs, because Chucker's not here today. So we all have that challenge. And so everyone will contribute in a matter of moments to this effort on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. All right, who's this?
Bill from Berkman Springs, West Virginia. We go every year to Ocean City. We usually ride from there. That's a pretty good ride. Got to get that wind in your hair.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Where's your local twisty fix?
I like to ride through the mountains in West Virginia. I'd like to hit the mountains up there, go up through Pawpaw, and a lot of good riding.
Why he rides?
Man, it's just something in the blood, and you got to be riding. You got to get that wind in your hair. See, in Maryland on them, you got to have a helmet up here. You don't. I like this. Bike's running good. I'm happy. Every time I get on, I have a good time. Got to make the best of everything you do, and that's what I do with my bike. I enjoy getting on it. I enjoy taking my ride. I like the long ride, too, because you get a lot more out of it.
American Biker Minute.
You got to be riding. You got to get that wind in your hair.
Your best board to the open road on two wheels.
All right, who goes first? Kenny, you want to go first? You're usually the most intelligent.
Pretty much. The pressure's on. Well, is it okay if it's sort of TV news?
I suppose it's an actor that does both television and movies.
Well, it's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
And the Real Life Hotel, the main hotel in downtown L.A., is getting swamped by people already.
Oh, well.
All right, Jennifer, is that your contribution or you got something else to add?
Oh, actually, I can give you some Twilight news.
Really?
You know, Twilight, big film franchise. Well, Stephanie Meyer has released a new book, and she swaps the genders of the protagonists. Bella becomes Beau, and Edward becomes Edith in the book released on the 10th anniversary of the Twilight series. So it's 10th anniversary already, if you can believe it.
All right, Richie, what's your contribution?
Everybody's saying that the Steve Jobs movie is a hit job on Steve Jobs.
Yeah, it looks interesting, though, doesn't
it? And it's supposed to be great. And that Aaron Sorkin and Danny Boyle, for some reason, had it out for Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Sorkin has it up,
has it out for a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Newsroom? Come on. Yeah. If you're Fox News, whammo.
And I had the opportunity to take my son on a field trip yesterday, sixth graders, and for a problem-solving field trip where they get different problems presented to them and they have to solve them. And we had just seen The Martian over the weekend, where Matt Damon's character has to solve all these, you know, how to grow food on Mars and everything. Yeah. Yeah. And I kept saying to Sean, remember The Martian, remember The Martian, remember The Martian. When you try to apply yourself to these problem-solving things, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Good. It's a good lesson.
So he took away a lot from that.
That's a good thing. Gotta teach our children. Teach, what is it? What was that song? Teach your children.
Teach your children well.
Sometimes movies can do that if they're well done. All right, 59 after. This is Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.